from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shiegold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shixie.
Oh, that was the worst ever.
Who was that delay?
He did that on purpose.
On my end, I nailed it, but I figured it's my last day, so yeah, I just wanted to have a go.
It was really quite bad.
We have a little bit of a lag.
Yeah, you're zooming in, joining us this morning.
And that was just beautifully displayed by Will.
I just wanted to see, so everyone can appreciate what I'm dealing with.
Hey, mate, you don't have to tell me. I did it for years and years and years and years and years. In fact, Fifi Box and I used to work in separate cities many, many years ago.
Oh, did you?
Who's that?
Before all... you know, Fifi. She works upstairs with the chubby bloke.
Which one?
Oh, Lauren, don't you get involved. And we were so... It was so primitive in those days. You just had your headphones on for the whole show. There was no cue speakers. There was no
talk during the songs.
There was no Skype. There was none of that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yuck.
I don't even know if the internet. When did the internet start?
Like late
93.
No, but seriously.
Yes, it was late 90s.
Yeah, I was on Napster and stuff, downloading music like 98.
Yeah. I doubt you could have done much radio with dial-up. Yeah. Like you would have needed actual Wi-Fi and...
I got my first computer and email in 98, I think it was.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't get a computer till about 4 or 5 years ago.
You still don't know how to turn it on?
I never use it. It just sits there. It's the greatest waste of money, honestly. Top six at six, coming in at number one, Victorians and South Australians have emerged from lockdown while Sydney, unfortunately, faces a four-week extension.
Yeah.
Our thoughts are with our friends in Sydney.
And they already have done five.
Yeah.
Weeks.
So they're looking at nine. What was our big one? It was about 15 or 16, wasn't it?
111 days from memory.
It was a lot in total,
including the first bit?
No, just the second wave.
That was grim.
We've had 6 months now in total lockdown here in Melbourne.
Mm. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah. So to celebrate.
Number two, Simone Biles withdraws from artistic team finals, saying she needs to focus on her mental health and well-being. Is that the American girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Devastating.
She wasn't doing very well in her...
I saw her floor routine.
She went out by a metre and a half out of the floor.
She was on the other floor.
Yeah. And her vault, she took a step in her landing. It was not like her. Something.
Mm. Pressure, mate. Wears you down. The expectations of a nation.
I mean, she's already delivered before. Modern day gymnast.
Yeah, but it can creep up on you at any time.
Yeah.
Just because you've excelled at one point doesn't mean you're always going to be that way. In fact, I felt a bit that way for our very own Jess Fox.
Yeah.
She became the banner girl for the gold medal.
Mm.
But then when she wins a bronze, it's like, oh, she didn't win a gold.
Yeah, I know, so but a bronze is still amazing.
Still be a celebration.
It's still amazing.
You know?
Of course. Achievement.
Yeah, I know.
That one really hurt.
Yeah, I know. Number three, Ray Hadley fires another shot in the war of words with Alan Jones after he defended man charged with hitting a police horse at anti-lockdown rally and questioned whether woman 38 really died of COVID. That's Alan questioning
that. That's Alan.
Did he?
Mm. Yeah.
Classic Alan.
Well,
why are people so reluctant to believe that COVID kills people?
I don't know. Yeah.
It
is
Alan
bizarre.
Is an intelligent man, despite all of his other faults.
People, but no, it's not really COVID. They're just putting it down to get money from the government. No, they're not. Some people die from this.
That's it.
I wonder what goes through Alan's mind. Often. I wonder what goes through his mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's such a shit stirrer, isn't he?
Yeah. Likes a headline.
He loves a headline. Number four, Paris Hilton, 40, is pregnant with her first child with fiancé Carter Room after revealing she was undergoing IVF.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah. Number five, Australian star Kayleigh McEwen drops F-bomb after winning gold. Well, we've all seen that.
Yes.
It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was.
Just carried away.
Yeah, fair enough. In the moment.
In the moment.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Can't blame a 20-year-old kid for dropping the F-bomb. Well, you've done it.
No, I've done it.
You've
done
it on the
show. Done it.
We had to dunk you.
Number six, Karl Stefanovic reveals his double chin in a very unflattering photo with his Today Show co-hosts.
Oh, never take a photo from that angle.
Oh,
we've got a picture of it here.
Carlos, no. What's on the back
page? Ba-ba-da-ba. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Morning, Troy. Morning, Marty. Morning, team.
Morning, Will. How are you going, buddy?
Nearly there.
Looking forward hopefully to seeing you show. In here tomorrow. Yeah,
hopefully out of quarantine. Same. I'm back missing in the studio. You.
Beautiful people.
Yeah, we're missing your energy and attitude around the joint.
I will.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, someone emailed. No one emails anymore. I've noticed that in this team that no one will send an email.
What? Matt, you are confident this morning.
You always tell me off for emailing. You're always like, pick up the phone.
I know. Do something, I guess, is my point.
Someone who did something overnight, Kayleigh McEwen.
She was amazing, wasn't she?
Stunning.
And I didn't know any of the dad part of the equation where he was hoping to see her in Tokyo last August or July.
Yep.
But he passed away from some kind of cancer.
Brain tumour, And unfortunately had the Olympics gone on in 2020 as they originally planned, he would have seen it. But then she may not have won. So he was with her in spirit, Kayleigh said, and she won the 100-metre backstroke in a stunning performance. Keep in mind, she abandoned the 200-metre individual medley event.
We covered this
in the lead-up. She was ranked number one in that event, but she wanted to focus on her two backstroke events, which proved to be a good call. 200th swimming medal won by an Australian female. So a great result. She also has the 200-metre to come, so fingers crossed for Kayleigh.
God, we've had a wonderful long history with female swimmers.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
In fact, arguably stronger than male swimmers.
I reckon, yeah.
You take Thorpe out of that mix and...
Yeah.
And Kieran Perkins.
Kieran Perkins?
It's been a while. We haven't won individual female swimming golds since Steph Rice in 2008. So it's been a while and now we've had two so far this Olympics.
But
everyone, hopefully.
But it's been a while for everyone, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Mac
Horton and Cole Chalmers did well in Rio, but...
Yeah.
London was a blowout.
London was a blowout with White Caviar and the crew.
Yeah. Speaking of medals, Owen Wright in the surfing. That was a great result yesterday.
Great
you saw
to
that,
watch.
Marty?
Yeah. I love watching the surfing. And Owen Wright is another amazing story. Massive brain injury. Had to
in
teach
2015.
Himself, had to teach himself to walk again, let alone surf again.
He was told he probably wouldn't surf again after a brain injury in 2015. So amazing for him to steal a bronze off Brazil's Gabriel Medina, one of the best surfers in the world.
Well, the thing about Medina is he can turn an awful wave into anything because he can do a 360 seemingly off whitewater.
That's what I learned watching the surfing. There's very different styles of surfing.
Mm.
There's people doing completely different things.
Mm.
Jess Fox, we touched on before. Disappointing she got the bronze, but still a great performance.
I didn't realise that was her father in commentary until yesterday.
Yeah, how strange having your dad just... And he kept it together pretty well.
Yeah.
So she qualified fastest for the K1 event, but the 2-second penalty cost her the gold in the end. She's still got the C1 to come, which she's fought very hard to get into the Olympics. So hopefully she's able to win that one.
But she'll go around again, won't she? She's only 27. Like, what's the lifespan of a canoe person?
There were people in the event yesterday well into their 30s, so...
Yeah, she'll be fine.
She'll definitely have
another go. She's got a gold in her.
As I mentioned before, the Australian men's water polo team, one of the biggest upsets of any sport so far in the Olympics.
Mm.
We were paying about $9 overnight. Mm. We beat world number 3, Croatia, after a 11-8 victory. They were just ahead by a goal leading into the final quarter and then managed to pull off one of the great wins. So our chances of medalling are still alive in the water polo. The Kookaburras, 5-2 over Argentina. We're affirming as gold medal favourites there.
Mm.
The Matildas, 0-0 against football powerhouse USA, meaning we now play Great Britain in a corner final, which is a big game. Ashes showdown. And in the pool again, Cole Chalmers is through to the semis of the 100-metre freestyle. And our mate, Zach Stubbledy-Cook.
What's Stubbledy-Cook up to?
He won his heat to qualify for the 200-metre breaststroke, so that's still alive.
Oh.
And quickly in other sports, Craig Bellamy, we should mention, at the Melbourne Storm, signed on as head coach of the Storm for next year before shifting to a yet-to-be-determined role at the Storm for the following 5 years.
It's a great deal. Bellamy sticks around. It is a great deal for the Storm.
And Buddy Franklin is set to be free to play on Saturday night's game against Essendon at the Gabba. His one-game ban overturned at the tribunal last night.
Good.
Controversial.
No,
I don't think so.
You know, you like it?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't like it in the first place. I thought it was fine. If you're rubbing blokes out for a week for Australia for an elbow like that, where he's looking the other way, I know you did the holy swap balls in his arms and stuff.
Yeah,
but he's still in a contact situation. He didn't square the guy up.
Just they
hit him with
they
an elbow.
They moved it from medium impact to low. That's what got him off. So the 1,000 goals this year is still alive.
Bang.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.